Blog Talk Radio.
Party supplies.
Action Bronson is a rap singer. He's legit. He sells his DVD for about $13 on the internet.
Hey, yo, my sole purpose, long hair, speed Turkish, split the sisters out like the Universal Circus, about to cop the crib furnished, wood burning, brick oven shit with the furnace, plotting for Mars, big plate look like a lobster collage, I'm on the art and the food scene, fuck rap, laying back, eating poutine, matter of fact, couple rats to make a cool bling, while you see me in the store weather, weather Puerto Rican bitches chilling on the boardwalk, rock away, smelling like Georgie, ready for orgy, slightly retarded, bread in the pool. 20 seconds dead in the 40. All this money to be gotten. Hailing from the rotten. Scotch make it neat. No socks on the feet. When I'm stepping in the loafer. Creamy like the Robiola. Guaranteed I'm getting boxed like an old controller. Baby mama catching cases. High speed chases. Fiends rocking the ID bracelets. You only live once, so fuck if I'ma waste it. I'm in France stepping on grapes. You can taste it. Yeah, make cheese like the fromage. Tatted chest, cover pain, wash your scars. Daddy disapprove of my life just like a Marvin Gaye. Keep the dodge, I want the 87 snob and gray.
Catch me in the corner, not speaking. Action Bronson is a rap singer. He's legit. Sells his DVD for about $13 on the internet.
Catch me in the corner, not speaking. Stuff a shorty like the man of gut. Light tan on the shoe like banana nut. Strong odor off the weed like your grandma's butt. No attempt to disrespect, but my grandma blunt. But I'm known to eat expensive lunches. From the farm right to the table, air straight to the plate. I doubt you could relate. Figs at the peak of their ripeness. Money off this music, motherfucker, I like this. So cut the check. Catch me in the corner, not speaking. Hey yo, the crush get flipped to a swan, origami, floating in the water, north of North Dakota, get to Barcelona, Algerian connection, pussy like a leather jacket, been to hell and back, they try to sell me back, but they couldn't, hookers by the hojo, chilling with Doc Gooden, top is up for grabs, so fuck it, then why wouldn't, Bronson be the one coming through with the gold belt.
Action Bronson is a rap singer.
I'm the ultimate.
Rap singer.
Like Simba, then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba, then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba, try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba, then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. Rob a nigga, he won't see my face like Wiz and Kelly. Spitting like Patrick Shelley, she wanna rub on my belly, asking me if we go steady, but it's thick you ain't ready, weighing in at 210, 6'3 tall, it's shorty, this dick be too heavy, cut bitches on like machetes, we'll never eat different spaghetti, all about my paper like I work for Dunder Mifflin, fucking your bitch when you not home, still a zone that you wonder what's missing, eat the food out the kitchen, then I bounce with your house slippers, need a bitch with some plus and without issues, put my dick in her mouth to the count, quick as she ain't slide in my crib with no ounce with her, I hold a bitch up like she's short for the top shelf, and she said she can't reach it, then try to hold down when I ask if the bread up there, and she said she don't see it, love fucking bitches in the winter with frozen dinner. Love a pussy anemic. Hate looking for scraps on the floor in the roach clips. But a nigga be fiending. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Then try to hold down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch like she my my enemy.
Hold that bitch down like a gurney. Hypothermia, deep ocean journey. And some pink turning green. Warning, warning. I woke up in the morning. My clothes are torn and shredded pieces. Purple pants, Narnia. Hard to find even in California. I was hornier. That incredible Hulk in a federal coat while the deputy spoke in a flirty tone. Dirty song. She knew them all. She let me escape, then she threw them off. Hit herself in the face and shot through the wall. We set up a date and got too involved. I fucked her like she was a dyke and just needed reminding what good dick was like.
Yeah.
A covenant. We kept each other lit. Not even government could give advice.
Damn.
They got us surrounded. Now I think the next door neighbor saw my face in the paper. Thought my deputy bitch would turn on me, but she turned over and said, do me a favor.
She said,
got a fantasy I wanna do.
Yeah.
Get naked and go grab my two.
Yeah.
If we gon' go out, then we gon' go out. Let's make it beautiful news.
Yeah.
The cops are now rushing in, rushing in, rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. They yell, get down. My bitches face down and we fucking, I'm busting right back at them. She coming so hard. They shot through my heart. I got my nut off, so they'll be a part.
Like Simba, then drop the whole down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch, she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Then drop the whole down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch, she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Drop the whole down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch, she my enemy. I hold a bitch up like Simba. Then drop the whole down like December. Put dick up in her like an animal. Fuck that little bitch, she my enemy.
Like the baby will grow up and avenge his father's death. You know what I'm talking about? And they just go like start shooting a whole bunch of cops to avenge his father. Like, and his mama still be in jail, so he was raised without no parents. So he just go around killing people. But nah, that don't make sense. Cause his daddy was wrong in the first place, so it like. Nah, fuck that movie. That ain't no good movie. Never mind.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good out there, man? Tony, bro. Angry Fans Radio, man. Yo, we out here right now, man. I just, first of all, before we get to everything that went on today, man, make sure y'all hit up the channel, man. Angry Fans Radio, hit Caps up at AngryFans007. Hit me up at Tone Capo, man. It's a lot of shit to get to, man. This is the official Angry Fans Radio recap of the Pearly Gates event. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit coming out of this event, a lot of storylines and all that generated and whatnot. Those of y'all that follow me on Twitter and shit like that, man, make sure y'all hit me up. If you were at the event, we definitely want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Come out here, make your voice heard and shit like that. All right. So that is one thing, right? this shit here is wild, bro. I'm gonna keep it real, man. It's a lot of shit going on. So before we get to all the bullshit, I do want to say, if you are listening to this right now and you are at the event and you actually attended the event, make sure you hit me up, man. Hit me up on Twitter or call up the station here at 563-999-3000. That's 563-999-3000. Jump in the queue. Hit me up. Tag me on the post, man, or anything like that to make sure you jump in. All right. So first of all, I want to say, man, a lot of history was made with this event, man. A lot of I don't know if history is the right word. A lot of things that happened at this event that were highly unprecedented. So what I like to do is walk you through the entire thing. Now, me personally, man, the event, according to whatever was out there, it was supposed to start at 1:00. The flyer said 2:00. Cool. All right. So everything was a go. I wake up this morning. I hear that Clean Paper is not going to be in attendance. Right. Clean Paper, not going to be in attendance. All right. So I'm waking up prepared for that information, but I didn't know if that was the fact for sure. I get to the event and it's a bunch of people waiting out outside and shit like that. It's a lot of people, a lot of battlers and shit like that. Shout out to XL. XL was out there chopping up with fans, man. Real, real cool, personable dude and shit like that. So that was dope. All right. So ARP comes out. ARP comes out with the fans that was there maybe a little bit earlier and shit like that, right? And he says to everybody, yo, Clean Paper's not going to show up. He made it a point to make sure that every paying fan knew that Clean Paper was not going to show up, all right? So apparently, Clean never checked into his hotel or no shit like that. And it was a lot of controversy surrounding that. But ARP confirmed it as soon as we got there that Clean Paper versus Gems is not going down. So that battle did not happen on this card. All right. And we'll get to that later, because there was an address that ARP did, you know, for that situation. All right. So you got to understand, man, these no shows, man, I think this is going to be a tipping point. This is going to be a tipping point because of the way this shit was handled, right? We all know that Clean had the issue before where he no showed. So this is a big fucking deal. You know what I mean? So starting off, no motherfucking Clean Paper versus Gems went down on the card. All right, cool. So first battle on the card, I'm going to just get to that. First battle on the card, Daddy Mason versus Bear. And is from Jersey. I don't know. I think Bear's from the city and shit like that. Mason, it was a one round. You know, it was a 1SK, one round joint that they be doing and shit like that. So Mason won the battle and shit. Looked real poised. Movements was a little bit funny, but bars is dope. Definitely a Jersey style and shit like that. Whatever you want to take away from that. Dude was sharp. Bear was cool. He had a little bit of a dry spell there. A bit of a choke in the one rounder and shit like that. So Mason ended up winning that. I think there's potential there with Mason. Bear was cool too, but I think it's definitely potential there with Mason and shit like that. We want to see him again. Overall, I would say the ambiance again, man. Just if I could skip back, man. The venue is starting to fill up while we having these preliminary battles and shit like that. Just warming the crowd up with just punchlines, getting everybody in tune and shit. Venue starting to fill up. Now, this venue was the event was well attended for the venue size and everything like that. Well attended, but still very comfortable in there. You know, I mean, you had a lot of battlers roll through. All the New York based battle rappers came through there and shit like that. You had Shug out there. You had Excel out there. Swave. You know what I'm saying? Rain came through, shit like that. So that was dope. Saga definitely chopped it up with Saga. Told Saga that he was the third best in his crew. But that's neither here nor there, man. So that happened, you know what I mean? And the other thing too, man, ARP and RB puts on a great show. I mean, they put on a great production for the paying fans. You know what I'm saying? For the guys that go and pay their money for shit, you know what I mean? Real comfortable environment, drinks, food, shit like that. So that was real dope on their part for them to do that for us and all that. So you get to the, like I said, Daddy Mason and Bear. It was cool, you know what I mean? Nothing to go crazy over, but decent bars from Mason. I think Bear had a little bit more substance, maybe, but he just wasn't connecting the shit as smoothly as Mason was. So Mason was fire. He won that shit. Then you had Nice versus Pyrex. So now what you got to understand about this battle is that Nice is from Jersey, so all the Jerseys, O-Red, Speed Island made an appearance and shit like that, Suge, J-400, they was all behind him. Pyrex is from Chicago. I think y'all recognize him from Guerrilla Warfare and shit like that. So he came out, he started off first, he did his thing, you know what I mean? He was cool, he had some lines and shit like that. Nice went and immediately out the gate, man. Nice had some shit that was just landing a little bit more powerful, man. Dude is cool. I think I seen one other battle with him with none. So I was real surprised at what he had going on. So I was fucking with that battle. I was fucking with what Nice did. All right. So that's the 1SK. That's preliminary battles and shit like that. At this point, the room gets filled up and shit like that. Right. So then ARP takes to the stage. In a clip that I think is going to be viral by the morning, if it already isn't viral. There's about a 5 minute clip, five to 8 minute clip of him getting on stage and talking about the no show and the consequences of the no show, in which he lays out, you know, contracts. What is a contract? Just a piece of paper, right? Nah, that's not how ARP's doing it. He's saying he's about to sue Clean Paper. You heard me. He said he's about to sue Clean Paper for what he did, for backing out on the battle. You know what I mean? He in his tirade, which I am encouraging you to go see. It's on my Twitter. You know what I mean? At Tone Capo, all parts are on there. There are parts of it in the Angry Fan Facebook group as well that I posted. ARP said that everybody take your cameras out. He proceeds to go and say, you know, clean paper. At the end of the day, what you did was foul, and we're not going to stand for it in the culture. He then goes on to implicate Black Ice Cartel as one of the reasons behind Clean's no-show. Immediately, my mind went to, you know, we've heard this before, right? With John John's event. With John John's event. And the idea was that it was some behind the scenes talk with Black Ice, right? So then but you know, ARP goes ahead and he says Black Ice has something to do with it. All right. So then the crowd is going, you know, the crowd is stunned. Everybody around me is stunned. That the fact that A, this is coming out amongst the crowd, and B, ARP is so turned up about it. He's not feeling that shit at all. Which I understand, because if you were there for what happened this night, for the battles that went on, Clean Paper versus Gems would have been a great fucking addition to what I think was a pretty damn good card. So then he implicates Black Ice, and then he takes an impromptu poll to ask the crowd, make some noise if y'all think it's okay for what happened just now. If it's okay for Clean to do what he did, dead silence. You know what I'm saying? Puts Black Ice in there. He says, hey, Black Ice, you like to have events in New York City. This is New York. And y'all did this to the New York-based crowd. Is that okay? Crowd, nothing. Then he says, hey, what about, think about the fact that they can't eat here no more, basically, in so many words. I'm paraphrasing here. Give me a break. I'm paraphrasing. You know what I'm saying? Crowd goes crazy. Niggas is not feeling that shit. And the tirade was it pretty much set the tone for the rest of the night. Niggas are not fucking with that. There's no motherfucking reason for you to show up, well, for you to not show up at the last minute. I paid my money to be there. I came from Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Grabbed the Uber and all that other shit. Took the PATH train to get on there. Why are you not there? Doesn't make any fucking sense. So I'm personally mad. I can't sit there and let that shit be cool. So that shit is officially not cool anymore. ARP put the motherfucking stake in the ground. You hear me? He put the stake in the ground. So that happened. All right. So then the next battle to come on, because that battle didn't happen, was DNA and Big Cannon. Now this battle was fucking dope, bro. This battle was exactly what niggas wanted. That it was dope bars back and forth and shit like that. Big Cannon went first out the gate. All right. So Big Cannon was dope. His first round was cool. A lot of good flips in there and shit like that. Heavy angles in this battle. So if you don't know what's been going on over the last, say couple months or so with DNA and with Big Cannon and shit like that, a lot of that. And that was a theme throughout the whole thing is that everybody was really trying to break down their opponents. All right. And this was no exception. Coming into the battle, I thought that Big Cannon was going to kick DNA's ass. DNA in the first round took off. He took off, man. He took off. And it's at a point where, you know, I don't know if it was the case that DNA. You know what? I'm not going to take it away from DNA. I think he was absolutely as polished as he needed to be to get this win. And he proved why he's one of those guys. My money would have been on Big Cannon in the first place. I'm calling the shit 2-1 for Cannon right now. Second round, same way. Rebuttals, mid-round rebuttals from both of them. You know what I mean? Beginning of round rebuttals. I think the only rebuttal that might have fell short was Big Cannon in the third. But DNA in the second round again. You know what I mean? I think DNA might have got the first two rounds, bruh. I think he might have got the first round clear. But the first two rounds, definitely, I'm giving the DNA. Last round with Big Cannon, y'all going to really fuck with that angle that he took on the ESPN shit. ESPN and the, you know what I mean, you got all this shit going on and y'all going over there to go get the bag from these motherfuckers who don't care. You know what I'm saying? Who don't care about us. So that was dope. That was fucking fire. But again, DNA rebutted that. So this was, if you are a fan of DNA, you're a fan of what he was doing up there, man, you're going to feel real vindicated with this battle. I'm going to keep it real. I currently owe somebody about 50 beans right now because I took a couple losses a day. All right. So DNA versus Big Cannon was a solid fucking battle. Niggas is not going to be mad about that battle at all. And again, this is a battle rap crowd. I mean, this is a smaller room and shit like that. You know, a few more ladies than I would have expected. That's cool. You know, it's a good environment for shit like that. But everybody was in tune, man. And I think Big Cannon might have clearly lost that one. That battle was cool, though. Y'all gonna fuck with that. And then we get to Daylight and Ill Will. So Daylight, Ill Will. So before the battle and everything, man, Daylight is a real personable dude. Everybody in their mind want to come up to him and get a fucking handshake and talk to him and all that good shit. He's real personable and shit like that. And you could tell he was there to battle. Ill Will came out that motherfucker with the bucket hat, with the, you know what I'm saying, like eyes low, real cool out there with Swave and all the homie and shit like that. So Ill Will came to play. Round one kicks off, man. Daylight gets in his motherfucking bag. Very similar to what he was giving you with Mike P. Very similar to the shit he was giving you. I even go back to the motherfucking bars he was giving Oops and shit. He was cooking. He was cooking. Straight up lyricism from Daylight, right? So his first round was super fucking solid. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking to myself, so... Because Ill Will is one of those dudes who can stop all of that shit dead in his tracks with certain shit that he might say, right? And it may not necessarily be super lyrical. And that's cool. But he didn't take that approach. Ill Will deadass went bar for bar with Daylight. I think that is the fucking takeaway from this battle. He went bar for bar with Daylight. Not easy to do by any stretch. And I would not expect Ill Will to take that approach. This is some of the best writing I've heard from Ill Will. I would compare it to what he did with Nitty, but even then I thought, you know, he was heavy on the haymakers and shit like that. Will was writing. Will opened up his motherfucking notebook for Daylight. You hear me? Real dope killer instinct scheme, K.I. That shit was fire. It was fire. Kind of a parody of the MK shit. You know what I mean? But I think Daylight got that first round. Second round, Quill was cool. Quill was a little bit light, picking up on the same energy that he had in the first round. You know what I'm saying? So the battle was fucking close, man, all throughout. And it was one of them battles that everybody was just in tune and listening to what the fuck these dudes is putting down, man. This is some dope writing. You know what I mean? I think lyrically, and this is going to be crazy to say, lyrically, it might have been better than JC versus Illmac. Cool. We'll get to that later. You get to the third round with Daylight and Ill Will, and now the whole crowd is on some 1-1 shit, right? If you ever been to a Smack event or ever been to any events like that, the smaller rooms and shit like that, the crowd will motherfucking tell you it's 1-1 right now. You know what I'm saying? So 1-1 going into the third, Daylight puts on the motherfucking ski mask and blacks the fuck out. Blacks out. And a lot of that shit is going to be caught on cam. Most of that shit I caught in the building, but again, man, it's so many double meanings and triple entendres and shit like that, that both of them was pulling out the hat, that it was crazy. All right. So Daylight, the one thing I remember about the third round was that Daylight seemed a little bit rambly. And then toward the end, it didn't finish up as solidly as I would have wanted, but I wasn't mad at what he was doing. It still was a pretty winnable round for Ill Will. Right, but Ill Will was gonna have to step up to the motherfucking plate, and we didn't need no corny shit, no survey in the crowd type shit. He didn't give us none of that, thankfully. I bet. So he didn't give us none of that, man. He put on the motherfucking ski mask and matched that energy. There's a picture floating around on the internet right now of Daylight and Ill Will face to face with the fucking ski mask on. Y'all need to go see that, man. That's a very dope picture. Pretty much symbolizes what went on in this battle. I think Ill Will, like in the third, again, he's going lyrical. This is the most, I mean, Look, I think it might be the most lyrical that Ill Will has been, straight up. So Ill Will comes back and matches that same energy and has a little bit more punch to his shit, a little bit more substance to what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And I think he got that off of the strength of the that whole approach. You know what I mean? I don't want to give away any bars. The video on demand is about to come out, so I don't want to give out any bars or nothing like that. But the way I'm calling that battle right now is 2-1. That battle right now is 2-1. I'm thinking Ill Will is winning that motherfucking battle. And that battle was dope. And I said to myself, man, this is setting a real high bar. We got 2 more battles left. What else is going to happen on this shit? Because that one right there might be it. So the whole shit was dope, man. It was dope. I don't think people are going to be disappointed. Daylight, again, proves that. For whatever reason, when it comes to RBE, or maybe it's just the opponents that they toss him on RBE, he doesn't play around. He's not in there to joke around or troll or do none of that stupid shit. Or maybe it was just the respect that he had for Will. But Ill Will came with his motherfucking A game, and I think he got that battle off of serious fucking Daylight. So I think a lot of people in the building would definitely agree with that. All right. So that battle is going to be replayable. That battle is going to be it's going to be a lot of people debating about that one back and forth. And that's exactly what the fuck we want. Bet. So then we get to JC versus Illmac. Now, let me tell you something about these crowds, right? Let me tell you something about these crowds. So because sometimes in the smaller events and shit like that, you get guys who come out and because Illmac was on the card, it was a lot of people who was in the crowd who fuck with Mac, and they was interested to see what he was going to do. But a lot of people didn't really know what was about to happen. So when the battle started off, it really wasn't too many fucking people in the room and shit. It was a little spacious, if you will. I'm gonna say that word, spacious. It was a little spacious in there. You know what I mean? As the battle motherfucking went on, that bitch got more and more and more and more crowded. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was actually pretty fucking dope to see. So coming out of the battle, Illmac went first. Illmac was cooking out the gate, bro. Illmac was cooking out the gate, man. And I think it took the crowd a little bit of time to adjust to what he was doing, because you know Mac got that style where it's multis, it's a lot of different patterns and shit like that sometimes, and then you know sometimes just talking to you, other times it's not always about a punch and shit like that. So he comes from that school of battling and shit like that. All right, so I think Illmac in that first round, it just was a little bit of a warm up, and honestly I'm gonna be real. And if Illmac is listening, I'll gladly tell him this. It seemed like he didn't realize how many people, like, was going to fuck with what he was doing. And I think the big knock on New York, especially, and I got to put my cape on for New York, is that we get a bad rap for not fucking with niggas and shit like that. But we do. We if you nice, you nice at the end of the day. So Illmac was getting reaction at parts where I don't think he wanted to. Like, he didn't necessarily think he would get reaction on the setups and shit like that. His first round was solid. JC comes out, man. Yo, JC, first of all, these is two very short gentlemen on the stage. That was, if I could just be petty for a little second, man. I like that. That was a little weird. But JC comes out, man. JC does what he does in the first round, man. Motherfucking bars, haymakers, setups, all type of shit, angles. You know what I mean? Talking about the fact that you coming out of this crowd and, you know, digging through the whole history of him and, you know, his old battles and shit like that, rolling with Solomon and kind of being a subordinate to that whole thing and all that, right? So, and then it was a lot of shit talk in between bars, in between rounds in this battle, which I like. I'm here for all that shit. I'm with the total opposite shit. I love that shit, bro. I love it. Talk that shit between the rounds. Tell that nigga that shit was kind of ass. You know what I'm saying? JC, he good for making a face of it. Illmac good for being like, yeah, that was trash. JC, I think, got the first round. I think he got the first round out the gate. Now, this is where it starts to get interesting, because Illmac in the second round turned the fuck up. You hear me? He turned up. It was angles. It was going after the whole Lux thing. Those of you who don't think Lux should be battling JC or don't think that they in the same class at all, or like it should, it's just mediocre that the whole thing is being mentioned. Y'all gonna love that motherfucking second round from Illmatt. You're gonna love it because it's dope. He touched on a lot of shit. I mean, whether you agree or not, the way he put that shit together was fire. But that shit was ill. So second round, man, he applied that motherfucking pressure. He was going for that round. JC came out. JC was a little bit light. He was a little bit light in the second round. I don't know if it was the fact of, you know, I couldn't tell why the battle was going on. If he thought that because he's been on such a colossal run that niggas are just going to give him that, yeah, nah, it's JC. You know what I'm saying? Like, JC that dude, so we just going to rock with whatever he doing. I don't know if he thought that, but that definitely was not the case because Illmatt was cooking and surprising people. At this point in the second round, the room is filling back up again. The smoke breaks have stopped. You know, the people have gone outside and said, man, it's a good battle going on in there. Motherfuckers in the back ordering drinks, starting to be a little quiet, right? So JC got that pressure on him in the second, man, and did not, I don't think he delivered on that one. So it was 1-1 going into the third. You heard me. It's 1-1 going into the third with Illmatt and JC. All right? So in my head, I'm like, man, JC got a – he probably got something prepared because I thought the second was a little bit – it was a little bit light. Again, Illmatt comes out, man, and the thing I like about Illmatt is that he has a way of mixing in the jokes with the bars, with the different cadences and shit like that. Like, he is good at putting together some dope angles. I don't know if the delivery is going to resonate with everybody. You know what I'm saying? There was once the term grind timey. I don't want to rehash that, but it's definitely a very much a different style of battling that he does. You know what I mean? And you could tell that Illmatt actually writes music too, because it, you know, it has a certain flow to it, almost like a song. Cool. But again, on the heavy on the angles, heavy on the substance and shit like that. Now, this fucking third round was super close, man, because JC came out and started motherfucking cooking. Toward the end of the round, he tried to get the Illmatt the fuck up out of here. But I think he might have started off just a little slow. And then once he got cooking, it was like, okay, cool. But every motherfucking haymaker got a count. He had kind of dug himself a hole, in my opinion. I think that the third is close. I think that it's 1-1 going into the third. I'm saying that JC is edging the battle 2-1. But I think that motherfucking battle is too close for comfort. And I'm going to say this right now. JC, I'm worried. I am very worried. I don't know if it's because you got T-Top next week. You went a little bit light. But any lighter in this motherfucker, that would have been an upset. And a lot of people are probably going to call it an upset when the motherfucking footage dropped. So let's see what y'all say when the footage dropped, because the crowd was very divided. A lot of people had Illmatt winning that battle. I personally had JC winning that battle. And I, you know, I'm petty, so I go up to JC beforehand like, bruh, I just lost a little bit of paper with betting on Cannon. So you got to do your motherfucking thing. He said, I'm going to do my motherfucking thing. Now, he did deliver, but I think Mac has some shit for him. Illmatt has some shit for him. And that battle is going to resonate too. Again, solid battle. Not as good as Daylight versus Ill Will. Probably about as, maybe a step under DNA and Big Cannon, but this is how all of this stuff underscores how Clean not showing up fucked up what I think would have been a fucking five-star event. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just judge what's on the card, what you got out of this whole this night. So Illmatt and JC, I'm calling that one for JC 2-1. Some people are going to argue that for Illmatt. I am not mad at that. I'm going to have to see that shit on camera to really get a winner. Same thing with Daylight and Ill Will. I'm saying Ill Will right now. I think DNA got his shit clearly. Cool. All right, so we get to Big K and O-Red. Now, mind you, O-Red had been there and shit like that. Anybody that knows that, you know, goes to events and shit like that, O-Red is a very fucking cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of those dudes are very good at the pregame shit, talking they shit and all that. These motherfuckers wanted to win this battle. And this was a theme of the night. Everybody who was on the stage tonight wanted to win their battle. Like, and there's a difference. You can say, Tone, everybody wants to win everything. Okay, cool. But you can tell when motherfuckers really actually wanted to win. It was a lot of petty shit in between the rounds. It was motherfucking faces and, you know what I'm saying, trying to influence the crowd and shit like that. It was a lot of shit going on. Now, O-Red versus Big K. So the thing that jumped out to me initially was two things. I'm going to say two things. First of all, O-Red had on what I think was a dashiki. My African homies, don't kill me. He had traditional African attire on, had a hoodie on and shit over it, but traditional African attire and all that. It was cool. It kind of distracted me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It kind of threw me off. Big K lost about 50 pounds. I don't know. You either got to take, like my man said, you got to take a G out of your name or you got to be medium K. This motherfucker, whatever, him and X Factor, whatever y'all doing, y'all drinking kale juice and shit and motherfucking, I don't know if y'all running or what y'all doing, drinking water. Y'all niggas have lost some weight, man. So props to Big K on that. Optically, it looked a little bit weird, right? Yo, this battle was motherfucking dope. I'm not going to call it a classic now because I haven't seen it on camera, but I was very, very fucking impressed by this battle. Very impressed. And back and forth all day motherfucking long, man. And I think that the first round was crazy because Big K out the gate was fucking wigging. He was snapping. All that shit that we were saying before about pass and shit like that and how it kind of looked like he was phoning one in and just trying to get the shit over with, that shit is out the motherfucking window. This was head ice Big K. This was Big K that came to work. He came to work, bruh. So you know, I think out the gate, man, he actually ended up getting that motherfucking first round, I think. But again, I have to go back and watch this shit. He made fun of the translation. You know what I'm saying? Talking about you sound like motherfucking Will Smith when you do the nah, 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 nah. That shit was funny. It was dope. And Big K, again, has a way of making the jokes hit. He makes the jokes fucking hit. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to deal with that. Some of y'all niggas is too cool to joke around. I get it. I don't really get it, but I guess I see that angle. You know what I mean? But bruh, Big K came to motherfucking play. But again, O-Red, man. O-Red. Wow. Wow. O-Red was fucking nice, man. And I think once he did hit the translation, and I might be confusing the rounds and shit, because it was that dope, man. I might be confusing the rounds. But what I will say is that when he hit the motherfucking translation, that shit was actually dope. And if you look, he making the same gestures during the whole shit. So then when he spun it back, that's why it be hitting like that in the room. I don't know if everybody gets a feel for that because you're just seeing this shit on cam. So he, man, listen, man, it was a bunch of angles in there. A lot of street talk, a lot of grimy shit, a lot of good lyrics, man, straight up lyrics. This is the same O-Red who battled K-Sean. This is the same O-Red who's been cooking all motherfucking year. Now, what I will say about this, I think I gave O-Red the first, Big K the second, or something like that. I know it was 1-1 going into the third, all right? 1-1 going into the third. Now, third round, this is where it was motherfucking pressure. Let me take a sip of this motherfucking tea because I, you know what I mean? My voice a little shot. All right, so 1-1 going into the motherfucking third round. Third round was fire. Third round was third round was interesting. Now, Big K does have a tendency, and this is where I think he may have made a slight miscalculation. I don't want to give away the entire angle, but he goes into a story. Very funny story. Now, if that was on the track, right, it would have hit hard. Maybe harder, right? But way too motherfucking long. And when you see it, you're probably going to call it filler. You're probably going to call what he did filler. All right? Because he had already gotten to the point in the story where it was like, you don't gotta keep, you know what I mean? I see where you're going with this. But he kept going with the shit, right? So he ended up going along with this story, and it was like, okay, this is cool, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And old Red in the third was motherfucking killing, picked back up where he was at in the second and the first rounds. All right. So I think what ended up happening was old Red did enough, man. And I'm not going to give away all the bars and shit like that, but this the certain setups that both of them had was crazy. You're going to have to see this one. You're going to replay this battle. I'm not going to say classic now because I haven't seen it on cam, but I really motherfucking think this is battle of the night. In a night that feature Ill Will and Daylight both in their motherfucking bags, bro. In their bags. Not mad at that battle at all. I'm calling that shit 2-1 for Old Red. You know, and I think again, man, if you looking at what's going on right now, Old Red is one of those guys, man. He's one of those guys right now. He is one of those guys to beat. He just is. I don't know who's going to stand in front of this Old Red and try to fuck him up. I don't know who's going to do that. Now, the fit threw me off. I thought he was going to do an angle with the African fit, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He said that was calculated when I was walking out the building, when I ran into him. He said that was a calculated approach that he had, right? So, again, I think, you know, it may boil down to preference with this whole shit, but at the end of the day, man, it was a fire battle, however you motherfucking call this shit, bro. However you call this shit. And again, to go back to it, to circle back to this motherfucking ARP clean situation, clean, bruh. We the whole talk of unions and leagues banding together to get motherfuckers up out of here and ban motherfuckers doing crazy shit. You on the radar, bruh. You are. And I don't know what's going on with Black Ice, but bruh, ARP. RB, they just put y'all out there again. Again, we had the situation with Bullpen before. And now we got this situation. So what the fuck is going on is the question. What is really fucking going on behind the scenes? Like, I don't get it. And now, you know what? Normally, I don't speak on behind the scenes shit, but the behind the scenes shit has now been brought to the motherfucking public, talked about. What the fuck are you doing that you can't show up to an event on the day of the battle? And regardless if you got a problem with the motherfucking league, nigga, I paid my money to go see you. I paid my money just like the rest of the fans in there that came there to go see you cook. To go see Clean Paper do his motherfucking thing. And you know, show again. Right? And now it's to the point where they don't even want to see you out here, bruh. They just don't. They don't trust you. So let me get this straight. We don't trust you to show up to your motherfucking battle with three rounds of material without choking and pulling out your phone and doing some old goofy shit. We get glimpses of the dope clean that we all know and love and go back and to the rounds and to the classic moments. Best of Clean is still fire. Clean is talented as shit. That's why this other shit makes no sense. This shit is highly preventable. So I can't trust you to show up to a motherfucking battle with three rounds of material. I can't trust you to do that. And then now I can't even trust you to show up to the battle. What is going on? And ARP comes out and says that, yo, we're going to handle this shit. We're going to handle this shit the official way. We're not about to cause a ruckus. We're going to handle this shit the official way. I respect that. I respect that shit. So overall though, the event, I think, was very dope, man, and literally was missing one battle. And even with the Clean and Gems battle, I might have won two battles and type shit. You know what I'm saying? So the event overall was dope. I would say money well spent. You know what I'm saying? I had a good time in there. Again, great atmosphere. A lot of battlers in there. A lot of people in there that really fuck with the scene heavy. A fair crowd. You know what I'm saying? No hate, no shit like that. And everybody wasn't in there like they was on dust and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just apathetic. Motherfuckers was cheering when they needed to cheer and they shut the fuck up when they need to shut up. So that was what it was, man. One girl did get washed at the event, though, during the intermission. She was a red bone chick. She left with some speed knots. She had some knots on her forehead. It was bad. It got bad for her. So that is the long and short of the event. Overall, very dope event. I think there are at least that, you know, every battle out of that bitch is watchable. DNA and Big Cannon is going to be talked about. Ill Will Daylight is going to be rewatchable heavy because of what JC and Illmac was. And I think a lot of people were surprised by Illmac. You know what I'm saying? I think people are going to fuck with that. And then Big K and Ol' Red delivered. It delivered. Straight up. So we're gonna put that out there right now. All right. So that shit was cool, man. Overall, a very, very, very motherfucking dope event. All right. So what I'm gonna do right now, because there are a couple people that were at the event as well, I'm gonna get them on, you know what I mean, to talk they shit. And I'm gonna do a couple other things as well, you know what I mean, while we do that. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get it rocking a little bit and shit like that. But I'm gonna go to my bro. I think George 609. 609, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? You hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you live on Angry Fans Radio. George, right?
Yep, from the group. Yo, tall Afro dude. My bad for shaving my shit.
Yo, Hold up one second. It sounds like you know how back in the day in kindergarten we had the string with the motherfucking tin can tied to it. Your phone sounds crazy right now, so either take me off speaker or get to a spot where you got a little bit better reception, baby, so we can get it going. All right,
is this better?
Yeah, we got you now, bro.
This better.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. Perfect, you was at perfect. The event, bro. What did you think of the event? What was the takeaways that you had? Let's go. Go ahead.
Oh, man. The event was smooth overall. I showed up a bit late. I came in when they were going to start Ill Will and Daylight, for starters. I kind of slept on the DNA and Big Cannon battle, so I fucked up. I heard that was really good. So I'm going to catch that on VOD. But, man, I don't know. Just, you know, the crowd seemed, you know, pretty decent when I got in. It seemed like Daylight seemed hella focused when he was up there. I'm just sitting there thinking, please don't fuck around and give me this bullshit where you throw away the third round and all this other foolishness. You know, Ill Will had the bucket hat on. He looked serious. I think I might have the weird perspectives over these battles. For Ill Will and Daylight, I think you might be right. Like, Ill Will was really trying to go bar for bar with him. I think that they, like, kind of was on some, like, Mike P second round type shit in his first against Ill Will. I think the second round is potentially close, actually. I think Ill Will left it a little bit open. Third round, I think it might end up being in Daylight's favor. If you're really like a Daylight fan, you might have had him in the building. I think on camera, people are going to try to defend him a little bit more. I personally didn't actually like the fact that Ill did that whole like medicine scheme in the third, because I remember Chilla doing that same kind of thing. Like, he had the same Prozac flip and everything. I didn't really like that whole thing, so I'm taking a few points off. But overall, it was a stellar battle anyway. I think people are gonna be very happy that Daylight showed up. He's serious. I was worried that he had just recently battled T-Top and he might not have no bars for Ill Will, but that didn't happen. He showed up. He did his motherfucking thing. So that was cool. The battle I'm really wrestling with right now, and what I'm like itching to get to, is JC and Illmac. I swear to God, that battle is fucking fire. Let's start right there. Those two short niggas getting in. Illmac, I think Illmac was playing a game of chess really on stage. He made sure from the gate that he was gonna establish, you know, that I'm the legend here. I'm the one who you need to be worried about facing, not the other way around. I'm not here to beat you. You're here to beat me. You know, he made sure basically, like, I know that the crowd doesn't know me, so let me just make sure y'all understand y'all going to adjust to what I do, and you're going to see that there's a difference in how we write and why I'm here. And so, you know, he starts, I mean, I don't want to give what he was saying away, but he did, like, the way he was scheming, even in his first, I've never, like, he was saying things in a scheme that made perfect sense, but then also was using all the different, you know, terms, like, he wasn't reaching at all. I thought his content was very angular towards JC. So I was kind of getting worried for JC in the first, but, you know, JC always has them still at first, so he came out swinging. I think he got that in the first. The second, we all know LMAX Spaz, he started talking about Lux. He told me actually after the battle, behind the scenes, that he kind of switched his material around because in the beginning of Illmatic Second, they had like a little back and forth. JC was talking, he was responding to him a little bit, and so he decided he was going to put some of his third round material in his second. So that's why his second was a little bit long, because that Lux stuff that he was talking about, he was supposed to say that in the third. So he ended up kind of, you know, stitching his third back together. So if you see him like looking in his phone during the battle, that he was trying to like kind of put the third back together, trying to find out what he can put, you know, in there. But I think he kind of smoothly got the second, in my opinion, because JC was kind of like, he was low key helium in that round. And then third round, man, this shit is super close. Jeez. It feels to me like a preference thing, because Illmatic really broke down like, why is he a legend? Why should you be worried about me? This is what I've done. What have you done? You know, and so forth. And he starts breaking down, you know, JC a little bit, and I thought it was effective. The fact that his concepts were a little bit broken because he was trying to restitch the round might have hurt him a little bit. I thought JC responded a little bit light in the intro of his third, and then he kind of caught wind in a second and started, you know, really picking up. In the third, he started picking up, and toward the end, you know, he lands the big ones in the end. So, you know, in the building, at first we have a lot of people saying JC got it, but when I was outside talking with people, it seemed like a lot more people had Illmatic. So I'm personally calling it Illmatic 2-1 right now. I was wrestling with it, but I'm going to settle on Illmatic 2-1. I'm going to watch it when the VOD comes out. This is going to be super debatable. I'm pretty sure people are going to, you know, the KLTD squad is going to come in deep and say Illmatic 1 all over the comments when the video come out. But that shit was crazy. Definitely not a letdown. I really enjoy what JC did. I'm super worried though, because this battle, that the main takeaway for me for that battle was that angles are effective on JC badly. And if T-Top angles even slightly better than that, it could get very dark for him. it was looking bad. Illmatic even brought back the dance angle, which everybody hates, but I love the way he did it. It was effective. And we know that T-Top is a funny dude. He could spin it even better. So I don't know. Big Can, oh, Red. Jesus. What do I say? Well, okay, first things first. People are all in the crowd looking at what Old Red was wearing, saying, yo, this one dude yelled at that better be an angle or something in one of your rounds. I personally know what that is, what he was wearing. But it doesn't matter. I personally thought, like, I was waiting each round, like, okay, he's going to talk about it at some point, maybe some white people versus black people thing. He didn't really do anything with it. It was kind of distracting. I agree. Big K starts off, and at the beginning of his first, you know, he's rapping, and I'm thinking, he's doing a bit. I'm worried that he's going to be still comfortable from his past battle, because he wasn't too tough in that battle. I'm worried, but he picked up pretty quickly and started snapping. The lines were coming back to back. But I thought O-Red matched him. I thought O-Red matched him pretty soon. And then, I think the angle that BK took about the translations being stupid might've actually hurt him, because then when O-Red proceeded to do the translation, it came off as a rebuttal. And then his translation was actually fire. I thought it was one of his best translations ever done. So it hit that much harder as a result. So O-Red to me got that first pretty clear. The second from them was a bit light, Big K, because Big K and O-Red seemed both short. Am I mistaken? That second was a little bit short. I thought Big K's material was a little bit light, and I thought O-Red was kind of going in, but then I don't know if he jerseyed or what, but he just kind of like stopped at a certain point. It was weird. So that one could go either way, depending on what kind of material you like. I personally have O-Red still getting that second. But if it looks like a choke on camera, I'm probably just throw that to K, because I don't really like choking. That third, Jesus Christ, Big K, please, Need him to never.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Need him to never do that again. Like, Jesus. It was like, I was counting too. It was like a solid 28 bars worth of a story that almost literally went nowhere. Like, we're sitting there waiting for this.
Exactly. There was no payoff to that motherfucking story, bruh. Fucking payoff.
That shit made me so mad because you know, he's telling this story, and, you know, I don't want to necessarily give it away, but like, he's telling this story and he's breaking it down. And the way he was breaking it down, you're thinking, like, you know, when you hear Lux telling a long story like this, you know that shit about to really hit. So I'm really sitting in my mind, like, whatever happened has to be the worst thing that Ored has ever done, or this is going to look stupid. And then he drops it, and it's like, what? That's why we sat here for a whole minute and a half while you rap and rhyming and telling us what? Okay. And then he makes jokes off of the failed angle, and it just looked mad stupid. It almost came off like Averb's second round against K-Shine. It was like the story was cool, but why did you waste a round with that? And then for Ol' Red to come back on the third and just bar his life away, just made it look that much worse. So if you didn't have Big K losing up in this point, it looked like he died in that third to me. Like, it just looked bad. So I don't know. It really did feel like he gave that third away. That was, I don't know if he's, I'm really starting to think K getting a little comfortable in this shit. I'm going to need him to not throw away rounds. It is what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was wicked. I don't know. It wasn't.
All right, bro.
You good? Go ahead.
And we didn't get it. We didn't get a choke.
Yeah.
Right. Like there was no choke at all. See, that was what I was worried about with this whole shit. Right.
Right.
That's the part that I was really actually worried about was, you know, was Ored gonna go in there and choke? You know what I'm saying? Because it was two things. It was Ored going to go in there and choke? And was Big K inexplicably going to give a round away? And I wouldn't say he necessarily gave the third away, but that motherfucking story went on for way too long.
Oh, God.
And then Ored came back and fucking went ham on him. Like he just straight up. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this before I get another guy on and shit like that. Let me ask you your thoughts as a paying customer, you know, as a connoisseur of the culture, because, you know, you attend events and shit like that all the time. So what are your thoughts on the Clean No Show and ARP's response to it?
Man. So let me just say, I woke up pretty much just like you. I woke up. I seen the YouTube. Somebody hit me up first, said Jim's not showing, Cleanest Paper not showing up. I'm like, okay. I mean, that sucks, but I'm not surprised. And this hurts me to say, because Clean is like one of my favorites when he's serious. Then again, it kind of pissed me off that, you know, you got to kind of stitch his battles together to get three full rounds. So, you know, I'm already kind of like, all right, whatever. But then I see the blog, and Jim's is like totally pissed, and it makes sense. You know, this is the second time he's done this to Jim's. And so,
right.
You know, I'm looking at it like, why the fuck, you know, and then to hear the story, like hear how it happened, he ain't just normal, not no show. It's just, he literally said yes every day up till today, then just revealed that he didn't get on the plane and he's not coming. That's just bullshit. Like that's one of the battles I wanted to see. I literally am like jumping in my seat, waiting to see Clean Paper in action, because he's one of my favorites. And to find out, you know, the day of that he's not coming, and that he told people the day of that he's not coming, is ridiculous. So
terrible.
You know, it's inexcusable, you know, at this point. And, you know, something that I'm happy to hear is that, you know, some of these leagues are getting into this union now where they're saying, you know, if people no show on you, that's penalties, you know, across these different leagues. So I was already, I'm already thinking to myself, like, okay, maybe ARP and them will do something like that or whatever for repercussions. Well, ARP takes that a step further and says, nah, fuck that. We're not just hurt. We have an actual contract. This is a legal problem. We're gonna assert that we're gonna handle this legally. And so it's like, well, good. You're gonna actually have a method of getting your money and making this motherfucker realize, like, I can't just go around taking people deposits and being like, all right, I'm out. You can't just feel like you're not coming, because because I, you know, I came in late, but I showed up. I expected, you know, at least that if I missed it, I was going to be able to at least watch the shit. So, you know, for us to potentially never get that battle again and to not be able to see you for the next couple months, depending on how leagues respond to you no-showing, is ridiculous. I paid some of my money to see you. What are we doing? So I don't know. I think the way he's been handling this stuff, I think the way that he has, that quantum physics has been handling this stuff. I don't know if he's been doing this more recently because he's with Clean Paper now. If Black Guys Are a Cartel is even remotely responsible for him not showing up, I think that shit looks horrible on them. Because if they blocked it or something and they're telling him not to say, like, that looks ridiculous. So I don't know. I just think it's inexcusable across the board.
Right. And mm-hmm. I appreciate your insights and all that, man. I'm gonna try to get some more people in and shit like that who are at the event. All right,
Joe. No doubt. Thank you.
Word, man. No doubt, man. Thanks for your input, man. And I think it was a lot of, bro. And you know what? And I'll go back to it, man. Jim's dropping the blog on Clean, man. First of all, my first thought was, I don't blame him. This type of anger and shit like that, like being upset about what the fuck is going on and all this corny shit. And, you know, you can't no show on a nigga like that and expect for them not to feel away. You know what I mean? A lot of times you're taking out months to prepare for somebody or weeks, or you got other shit lined up. Maybe you turned down something. Maybe you got to, you know what I mean? You never know what's happening. Like, I'm a grown ass man. I probably got some kids or something. I need to babysit. I had to do a lot of other shit to schedule around this event. And for somebody not to show up is just straight up disrespectful. All right. And I understand that a lot of people are going to go after rumors and innuendo about whatever might have happened with Jim's, you know, after the event and stuff like that. There's rumors flying around that Jim's got into an altercation and shit like that. And, you know, whatever. Now, my stance on the whole thing, because y'all keep fucking hitting me and y'all want me to talk about this shit. So this is what I'll say about that, right? This is how I choose to live my life personally. When it's not battle rap related and this street shit going on, I'm out of it. I'm sorry. I just wasn't raised like that, bro. Like, I'm not about to do that. I'm not doing it. Sorry. Go to somebody else who wasn't there or whatever the fuck, because I personally don't do that. And I don't even know the full story to be jumping out the window like that and adding conjecture, because I actually think that it has nothing to do with fucking battle rap. I think it's some other shit outside of what's going on. So that's really not none of my business. I don't even feel comfortable right now even talking about what I'm talking about, to be real with you. So if y'all want to know my stance on that other shit, man, personally, you're not going to hear it from me. Like, I don't even know all the facts type shit. And honestly, the way that I think everything is sounding to me, it sounds like it's some actual street shit going on that I don't feel like niggas who just associated with battle rap and all that, it's not really none of our business. Like, if it was something going on between Jim's, another battler or something like that, then cool. But from what I'm seeing, it's some other street shit that niggas like, I, again, and this is maybe, you know, it's no knock to anybody. I'm not knocking anybody who had all good intentions on sending me the information or stuff like that, or people that's asking me about it now and shit like that. Look, I get it. Thing of interest, you know, we all are culture and shit like that, and we like to hear about what the fuck is going on. But the way I was raised, you know what I'm saying, Rochester, like, I don't do shit like that, bro. Like, it's that shit sound like street shit to me, man. I'm sorry, I just don't move certain ways, man. Y'all just, you're gonna have to be mad at me, Tony Bro, Corny Cool. Like, I don't care, man. I've been alive for 30 years, and this is why I don't put my nose in certain shit that, like, first of all, I don't even know all the things about, and then second off, if somebody really actually got harmed and you putting shit out there, man, like, come on, bro. Like, I just wasn't raised like that, so you're gonna have to be mad at me. But yeah, so I mean, that's another thing, man. And niggas is, there's gonna be, I'm pretty sure there's gonna be some more information about what happened and shit like that. You know, rumors about Jim's getting into a little altercation and shit like that. I simply don't know about it. So I'm not about to step out and say what may or may not have happened and shit like that. I don't know about it. I wasn't there. I'm glad I wasn't there. And, you know, once the information comes out, as we do, we'll likely talk about it. But, you know, some shit is not for everybody, man. Some shit is not for everybody. I'm sorry. Whatever. Just be mad at me. You're just going to have to be mad at me. So I'm going to keep it on that, man. I think apparently there's a Gems blog coming out about the shit and shit like that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? We'll look forward to that. But I'm not going to shed any more motherfucking light on that shit. I think this car was consequential. I encourage everybody to order the video on demand and shit like that, too. I caught up with a lot of people in the building that's saying that they're supposed to be on some next things coming up and shit like that. So we're going to stay tuned for that. And let me know what y'all think, man. If it comes out that JC lost to Illmac, we all go back, we watch it on cam once the video on demand drops. Wow. What does that mean? Is the Lux talk done? Me personally, I'm not a fan of, oh, so-and-so beat so-and-so, so so-and-so can't do whatever. Like, I think JC's run has been smooth enough to where he still should get that battle. And at the end of the day, man, to be honest with you, you know, I would much rather see Lux go up against another wordsmith. I don't know another, like, you know, a guy with a pen nigga, quote unquote, that is more deserving than JC. If you can find them, let me know. If you think there's a guy who has that sharp pen that's more deserving of that battle than JC, then let me know. Me personally, I don't want to see Lux against one of these other, like, you know, legends and shit. Like, I don't know, or what he's got, like, grandfathered in type of dudes. And, you know what I'm saying? Well, I just don't want to see that personally. I want to see Lux go up against another guy who is known for putting shit together a certain way on some penmanship. All right? But I think with this win, which I'm calling the win now, and y'all might see later and say Big K won and shit, but with this win, O Red, to me, shit, we talking, I mean, he's making a good case of Battle of the Year. You know, that he's making a great case of Battler of the Year. He is. So I'm just going to say that, man. I'm going to say that right there, man. If there's other guys that, let me check for a second, because some of y'all hit me up before and shit like that and wanted to jump in. But if there's other guys that want to get on, hold on. Checking the thread. All right, cool. So I don't really see anybody else and all that, man. But we're gonna just conclude it right there. We're gonna stop the shit right there. Angry Fans Radio, Tony Bro, big motherfucking shout out to ARP, Lawrence, shout out to all y'all, man. Y'all put on a fucking great event again. Shout out to all the battlers. Everybody came with their shit. Everybody came to play. There were very, very, very few stumbles, slip ups, all that corny shit. None of that, man. Everybody came with their shit, man. You know, and I think it's gonna be some good battles that come out of this. It's very replayable. It was a dope crowd and atmosphere, man. I'm actually happy that I attended this one. You know what I mean? So for Angry Fans Radio, Tony Bro. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Twitter at Tone Capo. That's TONEQAPO. Hit Caps up at AngryFan007. For sure, send your hate mail to me. Subscribe to us at Stitcher, iTunes, Blog Talk. We all the way over there for the full episodes, and then hit the YouTube channel for the little clips and all that. So I'm pretty sure we're going to load that up, all right? So me with the raspy voice, I am going to sign off right motherfucking now. I'm going to go grab a beer. I think it's a UFC fight or some boxing shit going on. I want to see some violence and some titties, so I'm going to go down the street and hang out. And y'all be good, man. Y'all be safe and hit me up on Twitter, man. Talk your shit to me, man. All right? Angry Fans Radio, we up out of here. Peace.